rocks.
Here we go.
Good morning. 6:39, Brock.
Hunter.
How you doing, kid?
How you doing, kid?
Pretty good for a Monday. It's not cold as balls outside. It's still cold, but not cold as balls. You know?
It's still a little chilly, yeah. But yeah, you're right. It's not like -4.
If you'd get in something besides a robe, you'd probably be doing a little bit better, but...
You know, I should probably wash this thing, you know?
Oh, God. You haven't washed it since last March.
Terrible. Stiff. Oh, it's God. Stiff. I can just kind of throw it, and it, like, stays up
just
on its
stands.
Own.
Anyway, that's disgusting. That's horrible. I don't want to think about that. Folks, let's keep moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Mm-hmm. Well, Slipknot guitarist Jim Root has shown off another box he doesn't plan on opening. Earlier this month, he posted a photo of a guitar he got over a decade ago that is still in its box. Well, now we posted a photo on Instagram of an autographed Jim Dunlop Crybaby from Hell. So it's mm-hmm. the Jim Dunlop Crybaby from Hell Dimebag Darrell signature model wah pedal box. Root Ooh. Writes, quote, "This is the most important pedal I have. We were on tour and played Dallas. Dime and Vinny Paul, were there, the whole crew, and they had a crew. Tight bunch of dudes. Dime gave me this baby from hell and had written a note to me on it. To me, from one of it, not the most influential guitarist of the time." Root confesses, quote, I didn't know Dime well. I only met him a handful of times, but that he would think to gift me something like this, the note more so than the wah. I mean, what can I say? A rare and missed human. He probably wants me to bust this thing out and beat the crap out of it, but I can't bring myself to do it. So he's been sitting on this thing for, God, what year did he say that was? So yeah, never
yeah,
opened
while.
It, hasn't touched it.
A while.
Yeah.
Now imagine this. They're doing a live concert, right? When they can go back on stage and do it. All of a sudden, the pedal breaks.
God, you'd just be sick.
They'd look over at him and be like, "Yeah, we need it, man. We have to use it. We have to do this concert." No!
No, he steps out in a certain way, and then the ghost of Vinnie Paul, or a ghost of Dimebag Darrell comes out, and it's like, "Whop! You've been in there this whole time, man? I'm sorry." God, you broke the pedal I gave you, you jerk.
Like a genie with a lamp.
Yeah, exactly. Just comes out there and shreds it. I don't blame Jim for not playing it, though. That's like one of those pieces mm-hmm. of memorabilia that it's one of a kind. There's nothing. I mean, there's other pedals, but not from Dimebag himself and not signed, you know?
Certain things you don't play with, you know? Certain things that hold a value. Like if we were throwing that Babe Ruth baseball my dad had a while back around, I'm sure he'd be a little upset.
I have a autographed Paul Horning, jersey, and it's like, yeah, I'm never gonna bust that thing out and wear it. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's just
keep
it's
that thing in
there.
The box.
Yeah, just stay there for God's sakes. Anyway, so Jim, we don't blame you for not playing it. Just leave it be. Maybe post some more photos. That's cool, so we can see it. Mm-hmm. But that's it. That's it. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1977, the Eagles released the single Hotel California.
Ooh.
I love that song.
Kind of a big
deal. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been a point in my life where I've heard that song and turned it off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Just that opening riff. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
I know what the next.
Yeah, I got this. And then you.
7 minutes. How long is that song?
No, it's not that long. I think it's like five and change.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But God, that's a good song. Obviously, off of the album Hotel California, which is, I think, like the third highest selling album of all time. The Eagles have the highest selling album of all time, which is their greatest hits album. Mm-hmm. But I think then number three, I think it goes the Eagles, then it goes Michael Jackson's Thriller, then AC/DC's Back in Black, and then it's the Eagles again with Hotel California, if I'm not mistaken.
Damn.
Yeah. They've sold a few records. They've sold a
pretty
few
big
records.
Deal when you beat out Michael Jackson, just saying.
Right there. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.